am this meeting is taking place via teleconference pursuant to executive orders N-25-20 and N-29-20. The board of directors and employees of Navigator Schools are meeting via Zoom. Members of the public have been informed through the publication of the agenda for online information. Those attending online who wish to comment during the public meeting will use the online raise the hand tool in Zoom when I ask for public comments. Members of the public planning to attend should have confirmed their intent. Individual comments will be limited to 3 minutes. If an interpreter is needed, comments will be translated into English and the time limit shall be extended to 6 minutes. At its discretion, the board may limit the total time allotted to public comments and set new time limits for individual comments. Board reserves the right to mute and remove a participant from the meeting if the participant unreasonably disrupts the meeting. Requests for disability modifications have been offered in the agenda. These comments that I just raised and others have been provided in the agenda in Spanish. Sean, would you record attendance and identify any guests, please?
There are no official guests. Alfred Morque. Claire Grissom.
Yes.
JP Anderson.
Present.
John Flaherty.
Present.
Victor Paredes Colonia.
Present.
Chuck Daggs.
Present.
Ian Connell.
Jaime Ian, Ian has an excused absence. He's traveling.
Jaime Quiroga.
Present.
Shari Hegde.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you, Sean. And there are no members of the public identified. I'll call the meeting to order. Are there any public comments? There's no public members.
John, I did want to just mention, good evening, everyone, that we have Mario Ellis is our new director of IT, and he may not be video accessible right now, but I did just want to let everybody know he's our new director of IT. He started late July, and he's been already an integral member of the team, and we're excited to have him on board.
Well, if Mario is within the sound of our voices, welcome, Mario. We look forward to seeing you in the future and joining us as our IT expert in person or via Zoom at the earliest opportunity. So please,
Sean. Absolutely. Nice to meet you all. Thank you.
Terrific. Good. Opening remarks of the board chair. We have an agenda that looks like it could go beyond 30 minutes, as we promised this meeting would be. So I will forego any opening remarks. Moving to approval of the minutes from the previous meeting. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
Victor, so move.
Thank you, Victor. Do I hear a second?
This is JP,
a second.
Thank you, JP. Discussion for amendments. The chair has two amendments for the minutes. The first, Sean, is in the discussion of the retreat. I pointed out that it was not a retreat, but an offsite meeting. And so if you could amend for where it reads retreat, please read offsite. I think that is a qualitative change. And I also said it was a offsite onboarding / reboarding meeting, which I think is important in terms of its intent and content. So if you would amend that. The second amendment I have to the meeting or to the amendments is if in listing on the attendance of board members, if that is the one place where you could make sure to print their first names instead of their initials. I'm less concerned about the votes, but I think for purposes of public minutes, printing the full name in the attendance would be important. We'd ask you to do that starting with the last meeting minutes. I'd like to move that those amendments be included in the minutes. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I'll second.
Okay, and I think, Sean, we can do this by voice vote in terms of amendments for minutes, correct?
I don't see why not.
Yes, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Well, actually, I take that back. I misinterpreted what you meant there.
Okay.
So could you, since it's audio recording, we do need to have.
Okay. If you would call a roll call for the approval of the amendments.
Yes. Alfred Morricang.
Aye.
Claire Grissom.
Yes.
JP Anderson.
Aye.
John Flaherty.
Aye.
Victor Paredes Colonia.
Aye.
Chuck Daggs.
Aye.
Jaime Quiroga.
Aye.
Shara Hegde.
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Thank you. And now moving to, is there any further discussion with respect to the amendments? Hearing none, I will move, and it has been moved and seconded to approve the amendments. I'll call the question. Sean, would you call for approval of the minutes, please?
Alfred Morricang.
Aye.
Claire Grissom.
Yes.
JP Anderson.
Aye.
John Flaherty.
Aye.
Victor Paredes Colonia.
Aye.
Chuck Daggs.
Aye.
Jaime Quiroga.
Aye.
Shara Hegde.
Aye.
Motion is approved.
Thank you, Sean. Moving on to item two, topical items. I want to, there's nothing more topical than to welcome Claire to her first board meeting. So Claire, thank you. We missed you in the last board meeting and we're happy you're here. We're happy you agreed to join and we look forward to having your attendance and participation as a board member. Thank you very much.
I'm great. Welcome. Looking forward to it.
Moving on to section two, item A, the resolution renewing the authorization to continue virtual meetings. This is the approval of a board resolution, which we are all familiar with, 2023-01, resolution recognizing that a state of emergency and reauthorizing teleconference meetings pursuant to AB 361. Do I hear a motion to approve this resolution?
So move.
Second.
Thank you. And a second. Discussion. This is continuing the opportunity for virtual meetings when we decide that they are necessary, as is tonight. And again, I want to compliment the board and thank them for agreeing to meet in these sorts of meetings where we are being transparent and open in meeting the monthly requirement of the meeting as our general counsel has recommended. So thank you again for that. Any further discussion on this? Hearing none, I'll call the question. Sean, would you vote to approve? Would you call the vote to approve resolution 2023-01?
Alfred Morricang.
Aye.
Claire Grissom.
Yes.
JP Anderson.
Aye.
John Flaherty.
Aye.
Victor Paredes Colonia.
Aye.
Chuck Daggs.
Aye.
Jaime Quiroga.
Aye.
Shara Hegde.
Aye.
Motion is approved.
Thank you. Moving on to item B, proposed revisions of the Hayward Collegiate Kindergarten Enrollment Policy. Kevin, you have this, and I understand you guys have been working on it, but still may need additional time. So could you inform the board?
Yes, thank you, John. Thank you, board. We are continuing our research on this area. We may not need to make any revisions, but we have time to come back in August at our August 30th meeting if needed. So for today, there's nothing on this, John, unless there's any questions.
Does anyone have any issues or questions regarding rolling this vote until our August 30th meeting? Hearing none, Kevin, thank you. And thank you to you and the staff for being careful and cautious about this, making sure the enrollment policy is complete for the board to review. Moving on to item C, the resolution confirming implementation of the CalSTRS EPMC, the employee paid member contributions. Amy, our treasurer, will brief the board on this. Amy, you're recognized.
Thank you. At our meeting before last, the board did approve us to go into CalSTRS with the Alameda County Office of Education. And this is just a resolution saying that we're doing that and that we're going to offer it as a pre-tax on for their payroll. And so I didn't realize we needed a resolution. And so this is just approving that.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve the resolution?
This is Victor. I'll motion to approve.
Thank you, Victor. And do I hear a second?
JP, I second.
Thank you, JP. Discussions and questions. Does anyone have any discussions or questions for Amy or Kevin? I have a question for Shara, fellow board member. Shara, is this sort of standard stuff as far as you regard it?
So I have four schools, but three of them are not in CalSTRS. And so we haven't had to deal with CalSTRS for quite a long period of time. But my understanding is that this is if you go in the ed code, they can clearly explain what this provision is. And so it's IRS code 414H2. So basically under this provision, your employer sort of picks up your CalSTRS contribution so you can defer your income taxes on that portion of your compensation.
Right, okay, Terrific. Thank you. Any other questions or comments with respect to this? Hearing none, Amy, thank you. We'll move to vote. Sean, would you call the roll please to approve the resolution?
Alfred Morking.
Aye.
Claire Grissom?
Yes.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
Don Flaherty?
Yes.
Victor Paredes Colonia?
Aye.
Chuck Daggs?
Aye.
Jaime Quiroga? I'm afraid I didn't hear you. Jaime?
Aye.
Jaime? Shara Hegde?
Aye.
Motion is approved.
Thank you, Sean. Moving to Section 3, the closed session, the board will now vote to enter a closed session. The purpose of the closed session is a CEO evaluation and ancillary matters connected directly
I'm sorry, John. There was one other item before closed session, I think. Is that right?
CalSHAPE?
Yes, it was the CalSHAPE grant.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yes. I have CalSTRS and CalSHAPE confused on my agenda. Apologies to the board and to the staff. Amy, could you bring us to the CalSHAPE grant resolution?
Sure, thank you.
This is
GUSD, Gilroy Unified School District, contacted me. We are on Prop 39 on one of their sites in Gilroy, and they are applying for this CalSHAPE grant, which I have the acronym here on the memo, California Schools Healthy Air Plumbing and Efficiency Grant. So what they're doing is they're applying for it for themselves and they're applying for it on behalf of Gilroy Prep School so that we can upgrade our ventilation systems on our Prop 39 property at GPS. Yay. And so our board has to approve us applying for the grant through GUSD.
Thanks, Amy. Do I hear a motion for approval of the CalSHAPE grant resolution?
This is Claire. I'll motion to approve.
Thank you, Claire. Do I hear a second? I'll second it. Questions and amendments, or I'm sorry, questions and discussion. Amy, I have to admit, I was halfway through this in the materials and thought, I'm not really an expert or even familiar with plumbing and electrical venting. So I leave it to the expertise of the staff on the grant. It's an important item as it's physical infrastructure, but appreciate your review of the matter.
Thank you.
Any other further discussions or questions? Hearing none. Sean, would you call the vote for the CalShape grant resolution, please?
Alfred Morricang?
Aye.
Claire Grissom?
Yes.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Chair Perez Colonia?
Aye.
Chuck Daggs?
Aye.
Imet Quiroga?
Aye.
Shara Hegde?
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Thank you, Sean. Amy, thanks very much for preparing these two items and presenting them to the board. Kevin, thank you for catching me skipping over the CalShape. Ventilation is important, particularly during these COVID times. So thank you very much. Now we will move to the closed session in which the purpose of the board entering closed session is to discuss the CEO evaluation issue and ancillary issues connected with it. The board will take a vote whether to end closed session, and the chair will make a motion. I move that the board now enters closed session. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Shara. Are there any discussions or questions? The board will meet closed with the general counsel accompanying us. Thank you. And Sean, would you arrange to make that happen if you make Tom or myself the host, please? Oh, we have to vote. Sean, would you call the roll, please?
Here, on mute, Sean.
Thank you so much. Alfred Morricang?
Aye.
Claire Grissom?
Yes.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Victor Paredes Colonia?
Aye.
Chuck Daggs?
Aye.
Jaime Quiroga?
Aye.
Shara Hegde?
Aye.
Shara is currently the co-host. Is that all right?
Great. Yes. Thank you. If it's all right with Shara,
I will
Great.
Set up the breakout room. Just one second here. Okay. Oops. Okay. I think I have everyone in there.
Thank you, Sean.
I hope.
Okay. I beg your pardon, Chuck?
I said, well done.
Thank you, Shara, and thank you, Tom. The board is resuming general session, open session, and the chair announces that no formal action was taken during the closed session. Moving to item four, the board's offsite onboarding, reboarding meeting. Again, Sean, would you correct the agenda when you have an opportunity to do so and make sure that it's listed as a offsite meeting? The reason why I just want to inform the board on this, that the Two things. One, I would ask that we make sure that we have an opportunity, that the board shows up in checking with Tom. We are certain that the board has the opportunity to meet in person, and there will not be a virtual aspect to this meeting. So we can all meet, and I appreciate each board member's commitment to meeting both days. Ian won't be with us for the dinner on Friday night, but again, thank you for doing that. The second item is to please make sure that you read the material ahead of time. It will help both with the effectiveness of the meeting, both in terms of the onboarding of new members and the reboarding of previous members. And it will be respectful of the demands we put on staff for their time and effort in terms of preparing the materials ahead of time. So let's support our staff by preparing the ahead of time. Finally, I wanted to tell the board that I had informed Kevin that I was going to talk to the board. This is a public meeting, but like this meeting, this offsite will be public, and it is public because the purpose of the meeting, of all of our meetings, the purpose of the disclosure law is that meetings are transparent and nothing inappropriate, untoward happens. So the meeting will be agenda. There will be an agenda for the meeting that will be published, and the meeting will be in person, and people will be invited to be there. As it is offsite, we will take the appropriate measures on that. But with that in mind, what I've asked Kevin to do is be prepared, unless the board differs on this, to invite members of the staff to the to their specific portion of the meeting. So for the portion in which we discuss modeling, James and Crystal will be invited to that section of the meeting. When we talk about finance, Amy will be invited to the meeting. And the other board members will not be invited to the meeting. This will not be a meeting similar to today, where board members are encouraged or asked or invited to attend the meeting as part of, I'm never exactly sure what their status is, public, I presume. But they won't be here. And there's a reason for that. The first is that it is a meeting for purposes of the board to receive content, not to make decisions about policy, finance, or other issues. So there won't be any votes or any decisions, number one. Number two, the purpose of it is for members of the board to receive information and to ask questions. And I want to make sure that all members, but particularly new members, are able and willing to ask the most fundamental questions without an audience. So what I don't want to be candid is what I would have asked in my onboarding process, which I did ask, what's an LCAP? Well, it's not really a thing. It's more of a collection of data. Okay, could you explain that to me? And that's not something for the water cooler the next day. This is a board process. I want the opportunity for us to ask the most basic questions, including new board members and including the old board members who have operated perhaps like me sometimes with, man, I got to go back and look at that because I didn't know what the hell we were talking about. Particularly with respect to finances. So there are a lot of things like that. This is an offsite meeting, an onboarding process. onboarding and reboard, onboarding usually takes individually, usually takes place individually. And meetings usually take place publicly with an audience. I would like this meeting to be somewhere in between for the benefit of the board members. And so that's the reason why I recommend we proceed that way, unless the board feels otherwise. Finally, there's something else too, and we talked about this in previous meetings. There is a culture of commentary, both during the meeting and subsequently after the meeting, that the staff feels that it is a navigator community meeting rather than a board meeting. I think we have to shift that a little bit. It doesn't have to be a large shift. It just has to be a nuance. And I think this is a good place to start that nuance, that this is a board meeting and that we want the staff to come in and help us with their portion of it and teach us some content. But it is not a community meeting, except in the legal sense, which we will, of course, honor. So questions, comments, observations about that? Shara, you're a charter staff member or a CEO and a staff member in another organization. Do you have any thoughts about this?
No, I think it makes perfect sense. And I think the point I want to lift up, it's nice to have a space to just be able to ask questions and to process. So I'm very appreciative of the staff and the work they're putting in to make this happen. So,
okay. I would also say this, it is not a retreat. In the late winter or early spring, I intend for the board to come to the board and ask for time for a retreat, in which these issues will be reintroduced. And hopefully by virtue of this offsite meeting, the board will be better informed to discuss those issues with strategic goals like vision, expansion, et cetera. And we'll be better informed and able to get more out of the retreat. And there we will have the staff. There we will have team building exercises. There we will have, as Shara raised, a facilitator that can help us go through the retreat process. So I don't want the board to think this is a two-part process. I don't want this to, this is not a substitute for a genuine retreat.
I have a question. So the materials for review, you will be sending them or?
Yeah, Kevin, can you give a rough rundown of that?
Yes, thank you. We sent, I sent Jaime an overview of what the topics are and the subtopics, and staff is working on developing each section now. So what we're gonna do, so we don't inundate you all with everything all at once, beginning a week from, I think it's a week from this Friday, we're going to be on a pace to send two out a week from this Friday, and then another two sections, and then the final two or three sections. I forget the exact number, but so we're going to send it out in three different pieces, about two or three sections at a time, beginning next Friday.
Claire, you weren't at the last meeting, so a quick summary that may help Kevin answer Jaime's question. We divided, and you have an outline of it, we divided sort of the issues into eight, what we would call bite-sized pieces, albeit large bites, sort of the history of charters, the history of Navigator, finance, the modeling, and a couple of other organization. And it's sort of the board going to school in terms of sort of learning or relearning the Navigator process. And it's an opportunity for us to recharge our brains on understanding Navigator and for you new members to get a much more comprehensive onboarding process than any of us did. So, and with that, we asked the staff, okay, give us your memorandum, give us your your PowerPoints and all that, but as you send it to us, assume that we're going to read it. Because what we don't want is for you to send it to us and then spend your time going over the thing that you sent us to. You know, look to school us in this when you get there. So that's the objective of this.
Claire, did I send that to you, Claire, the outline? If not,
it sounds familiar. I was looking through my board notes. I'm pretty sure you did, though.
Okay.
Yeah, and each one will have the section of the each section, Kevin, as I understand it, will have the piece. Piece number two, piece number three. There's eight items, and this is for section number one. This is for section number two. So it should be explanatory. And we want to space them out because we don't want to drop, the staff do not want to drop all eight sections, 3 days before, because everybody waited to the last minute, hustled and dropped it. And now we have to choke that down. So we'll do it sort of over a period of time. Right, Kevin? Yes, sir.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Now, Kevin, did I describe that correctly?
Yes. Yeah. Just to also, which we didn't say, is that we start school next week. And so there was also that factor too, getting ready to launch school and make sure everything's ready for that. So spacing it out helped staff as well.
Good. Chuck?
So I was just going to say, if you try to really simplify this, it sounds like if we leave that meeting with much greater understanding and technical expertise around what's the value proposition of Navigator and the culture, and we're all going to be more effective contributors moving forward.
Yes, sir. That's the goal.
Okay. I think it's a great idea.
And then again, I think, as I said, when it comes time for the retreat, we'll be a little bit more, well, we'll certainly be knowledgeable. We'll be a little bit more facile in terms of making strategic decisions and vision and questions about mission and vision. Okay. Anything else? No action needed. An explanation. We'll move to section five, closing items. We're 20 minutes over. I want to, we added these last two items, the closed session and the meeting plan, after we scheduled this for being a half hour. I want to thank the board for the additional 20 minutes this evening in terms of staying here, and I hope it didn't interfere with anyone's plans, especially those of you who have little ones. So thank you very much. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you, Chuck. Do I hear a second? JP seconds. Sean, would you call the roll to approve adjourning of the meeting?
Alfred Morgan?
Aye.
Claire Grissom?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Victor Perez-Colonia?
Aye.
Chuck Daggs?
Aye.
Jaime Quiroga?
Aye.
Shar Hegde?
Aye.
The motion to adjourn is approved.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone. Again, Claire, welcome. We look forward to having your experience and expertise from the education field in the meeting. So thank you. And Jaime and Alfred, it's good to see you again. Thank you very much. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.